another moment. I want to live intentionally in light of eternity. I want to love like you loved. I want to love with my life.
WJTL, that's Holland with Love With Your Life. Joe Vaughn, Friend, before that. Good morning to you at 722.
For today, clouds this morning, becoming sunny and breezy this afternoon, high 46. Tonight, partly cloudy, blustery, lows in the 20s. And for tomorrow, winning Wednesday, sunny, breezy, high 46. Currently 36 degrees here in Landisville.
This morning, we're having fun hanging out with our friend Ron Gibson. Ron is a senior life coach at Water Street Mission. Good morning again, Ron.
Good morning for a second time.
Love having you here. Love hearing stories about how God is working through Water Street and through what you're doing. Tell us about how God's at work through what you're doing.
Like one thing we do, we share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there's a guy that I knew many years ago, and you know, stuff happened, and he's back. But the other day, I was reading something about him, and it shared how when he was younger, he knew God, but he didn't know how to read the Bible or nothing like that. And he shared how the Bible in his house, he thought it was just used to press roses. You ever heard of people putting the roses and stuff in the Bibles?
Yeah.
And he came to Water Street, and he was encouraged and guided, and now this dude loves the Lord and reads the Word, and he learned a lot through coming there.
Yeah.
You know, but I was tripped out because I've been knowing him all this time. I never knew that he struggled like that. And he said he wanted to build a relationship with God, but he didn't know how to. And then when he came down to Water Street and chapels and groups and classes, now he's a advocate reader, and you know, he's in a relationship with God.
Yeah.
When I get a chance, I'm gonna tell him you always was in a relationship because you was in your mind thinking about him and talking to him and praying to him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that today.
So this is what you do, people who come to Water Street, who have hit on hard times.
Yeah, man.
You're helping them get back on their feet in many different ways. Tell us about that.
Like yesterday, I was downtown. I seen a couple that was at Water Street, and man, they were a mess. I ain't going to say that. But they was, like, I get this all the time when I see people who was there who had a good visit. Because, you know, sometimes some people, they, you know, but they both are working. You know what I mean? They through Water Street, they got therapy from different organizations that are affiliated with Water Street. Medical help. The female, she was, you know, would have seizures a lot. She got medical help.
Yeah.
The guy, he was guided through Water Street from, we have a bulletin board with jobs. He got a job at a very good company here in Lancaster. And they both are doing well. And they doing counseling because they came to Water Street. And, you know, the different companies and all that that's affiliated with us, man. I say from construction to mental health counseling to whatever, it's there.
Yeah.
There's just a person have to get out their way and receive it. You know what I mean? But far as staff, man, we are short staffed down there a little bit. But, you know, I would like to put it out there, you know, keep Water Street in prayer, you know, because we always in need from food to employees, to volunteers, can I give a shout out? Volunteers, man.
Yeah.
When they come and they in that kitchen, I always go to the volunteers and thank them and tell them that they are appreciated and that they are valued. And then we joke and laugh and have a good time. And a lot of them, man, I mean, you know, people getting out their way. You know, some people are retired. They can stay in the bed and watch TV and eat donuts and coffee all morning. But guess what? They get up and they come to Water Street and they serve. And they serve wholeheartedly, like not there for a cause. Or they just there to love on the people. And man, it's awesome to see how people are believers are coming and serving down there, you know, and the life coaches, the staff that I work with, man, it's the first job I had that I am excited to really get up and go to work every day. The people that I work with, they love the Lord and they love the people. You know, their hearts are like, you know, all of this world. You know, we're modeling Jesus Christ and his walk.
Yeah.
And believe you me, it is there. You know, from I'm gonna give you a shout out from Jack on down. You feel me?
Yeah.
Jack is the president of Water Street, in case people don't know. Love you, Jack. Need a raise. But anyway, you know, it is awesome to work around people that are loving on the people the way they are. Because, you know, like people come in there, they don't want to be loved.
Right.
But I've seen people, man, come down there, they kick and scream and push. And then as time go on, their hearts get touched. You know, the mind is the worst neighborhood to be in alone. Mm-hmm. So we enter that neighborhood with them, you know, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then we work our way, let's just say, 18 inches on down to the heart. And then, you know, we go from there, man. And it's just an awesome sight to see people. Like, you, like, check it out. To some people, I might get a person run up to, man, I made my doctor's appointment today. Little thing.
Yeah.
But a big thing.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Love that.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, people come, man, I went to my counseling thing today. You know, like little stuff like that. And that is inch towards transformation. You know, oh, hey man, what church you go to? I go to such and such church, and then I go to church, that person might be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Love
like
that.
Stuff like that. We got a guy down there, man. He literally, I told him, I say, man, I got to keep you in prayer, because the enemy don't like you, because he's always inviting somebody to his church. And yeah. If he meets somebody, hey, man, I go to such and such church. I go to such and such. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Stuff like that, you know. And there's a lot of other stuff going on down there that, you know, we need prayer for. You know, like people are dealing with mental health. We having, you know, the staff are training in that, you know. But the main focus is that success in that. People are coming down there, man, and I see some people when they come in, they don't want nothing to do with nothing. And as time go on, the people are loving each other. You know, first people didn't like, you know, they don't, you know, you come in a setting like that, it's every man for themselves.
Right.
But I witness people starting to help and love on each other, you know.
Yeah.
And of course we got, you know, stuff happens because
well, sure.
It's the world.
Sure.
But you know, God bless the staff and the people there at Water Street to be able to address, love, respect, you know, with dignity, give people back the, you know, the things that they, you know, got caught up and let go. You know what I mean? So
we invite you to support Water Street. Go to WSM.org. If you're feeling a call to volunteer or be a part of their staff, there's info for that there as well, WSM.org. Ron, we loved having you here today.
God bless you. I'll be happy to come back, punch in tomorrow morning. I'm not leaving my job, but bless y'all and thank y'all for having me. And Water Street, woohoo!
Bless you,
y'all.
Ron. Bless Have a great y'all. Day. Back to the music we go. This is Hope Darst on WJTL. Good morning.